Now, therefore, give me this mountain.
Yes.
Asking God for big things. Asking God for big things. There was an old minister in Mississippi who used to pastor out near a little rural community, or any rural community, near a small village town by the name of Tutwiler. Minister is now asleep, passed on a few years ago. He used to say on Sunday nights in his services, children, we're going to have a big time tonight. We're going to aim at the moon. But if we fall among the stars, we will still be on high ground. And so I think there's a great deal of philosophy. There's a great deal of logic. There's a great deal of truth. There's wholesome advice, not only in connection with worship services or any kind of services as for that matter. I think throughout the whole of our lives, we ought to aim at the moon. And if we fall among the stars, we'll still be on high ground. Some people are too easily satisfied. Some people have never arisen to their better or best selves. All of us cannot be the best, but we certainly all can be our best. And very seldom do we have incentive enough to rise to the best that's in us. We compromise. We stop at that will do. We do not strive and aim high and then work to achieve that aim. Many of you who are listening to me tonight could be so much further in life, could be so much stronger in grace if you really try. Some of you could be better church members. Some of you could be better husbands. Some of you could be better providers. But for the fact that you have become satisfied with what you are and what you are doing, some of you complain about what you do not have. Don't you know if you really tried, you could have that very thing that you're complaining about? Your aim is not high enough. And if it is high, you do not work hard enough to achieve it. You ought to do like Caleb did in the text. Turn your eyes away from the ease of life. Lift your gaze toward the mountain range of possibilities. Lift your eyes toward the mountain range of accomplishments. And pick out one of the topmost peaks. And say, Lord, give me this mountain. Give me. I know it will cost me a little something. I know I must suffer and sacrifice. But Lord, give it to me. And if you'll back up that pride with faith, with determination, with courage, with perseverance, God will give it to you. I wish I had somebody here to pray with me tonight. You know, Caleb had been with the Israelitic armed forces for quite some time. He had been there as a strong young soldier. when Israel went through the Exodus from Egypt. He was there when they were complaining at the Red Sea. He was there when they were doubting the ability of Moses' leadership. He was there when the armies of Pharaoh marched on them. And God wrought a miracle in the Red Sea. When the people started grumbling and wanted to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt, he was right there. He was there when they marched through the wilderness of Sinai and the valley of Kadesh. He was there when Israel stopped grumbling and wanted to start an insurrection and put Moses to death. When God came down and took Sinai for his pulpit and electrified the mountain with his presence, and Israel heard his voice like thunder and closed their ears, trembling, saying, "Moses, tell him to hush, we'll hear you." He was right there. He was right there when Moses launched a campaign to investigate the promised land, to learn its stronghold, to learn its military installation, to learn the odds that he'd have to go up against. He was there, and he was among those who were commissioned to go on this mission of espionage. Of the 12 that were sent, only 2 came back with an optimistic report. 10 of the 12 that went over there came back saying, "We can't do it. We can't do it. The cities are too strong. We can't do it. The men are too large, too tall, too giant-like. We can't do it. We can't do it. The city is too securely and the country too securely defended. We can't do it." Only 2 who said, "We can." Oh yes, we saw the walled cities. Oh yes, we saw the fortresses of the country. We saw the tall, giant-like men. But we can do it. The 10 said, "We are like grasshoppers before those strong, tall men." Well now, you know life is like that. If you think you are a grasshopper, you are a grasshopper. You are what and can be what you believe you can be. You must have faith first in God and secondly in yourself. That is all. You've got to have faith in other people. If you doubt God and then doubt yourself and then doubt everybody else, you are already defeated. No matter how bad people are, you've got to keep on believing that there are some good people around. Oh, I know they can disappoint you. I know they can be real mean sometimes. But you've got to keep on believing in God, in yourself, and in people. I wish you'd pray with me tonight. But Caleb, the speaker of this text, was among those who went over to investigate the land. But he was not among those who considered themselves grasshoppers in the face of the enemy. He was among those who believed despite the obstacles. Despite all of those things that they had to encounter, that they could do the job. And I say to you tonight, if you believe before the onslaught of life that you are a grasshopper, that you are a weakling, and that you cannot do this and you cannot do that, you can't do it. And there are other things in your life that you ought to look around and take stock of yourself.